do you want a rich, full life, full of time and vibrancy? And if you don't, why not? That's what Will Hewitt wanted. He is an executive coach and a vocalist, and he is going to talk to us about how you would start your own singing practice. Very simply, 15 minutes a day, start a timer, start singing, make a commitment. Those are things that we heard before. What else do they need to do, Will? And welcome back. What else do people need to do to start their singing practice?
Yeah, although that sounds easy, for a lot of us, it's not that easy. So yeah, we get into the room and it's like, sort of, what do I sing? And we talked about, you know, singing, starting with singing just how you're feeling, your emotions. That's one way in. But there are a lot of ways in. I call them kind of doorways into the practice. And for those who are interested, my website has a lot of these doorways. So you go in to the website and you can find a sort of a different doorway every day. Mm-hmm. And find the ones that work for you. But there are a lot. So one, sometimes we get caught up in our thoughts about singing, as I've said. So one that I really like is, imagine that you're holding a baby.
Okay.
You actually, you sort of put your arms in the baby, as if you're holding a baby. And you notice just how gentle the energy is that you have to hold a baby. Mm-hmm. And you're looking at the baby, and then you sing to the baby.
That's nice.
You know, sort of a lullaby or just a soft song. And there's something about that interrupts our own sense of judgment or whatever when we're singing to something that's so clearly to be adored.
Yeah, you know? That's a good one. I like that one.
So another one would be really tuning in to the sounds around you.
That's cool.
Even if you take a moment right now, and to the listeners, if you take a moment right now and just listen.
Yeah.
To the sounds around you.
Mine just.
Yeah.
So I do that for 15 minutes?
Which is great. So that's, so what you have is, you have kind of a beginning of a band. And so what you can do is you can kind of try to match what's occurring. So I have kind of the hum of a computer here. I hear cars driving by. I hear an occasional bird muffled by the walls of my house. And so I can choose one of those things. Machinery is actually really cool because, like, a refrigerator has its own tone. Mm. And you listen to the tone of the refrigerator and you match it. And just sing that one thing.
Okay, give us a little practice session. Tune into your surrounding and let's hear your sounds. Great. Sounds in your house.
So I'm listening. The most prominent thing right now is the sound of the fan in my computer.
Okay.
It's sort of like a... And the thing to do is just keep listening to it. And keep singing to it. And you don't have to choose when to go elsewhere. That will happen naturally. But stick with it and know that just doing that would be enough for the whole session, although you might get a little bored. Mm-hmm. But the experience of listening in so much that you can tune into your environment, tune into what's happening. And then what invariably happens is you'll be doing that for a while and you'll be going... And so the sound that you tune into so much with and immerse yourself in evolves into other things.
I don't think mine's just going to sound that good, but but I get the idea.
Up a great point. So that right there was a judgment, right?
Yes.
So that's a great example of, like, anything that comes up that is saying good or bad.
Yes.
That's great.
Mine isn't going to sound that good. Mine isn't going to sound that good. Mine isn't going to sound that good. That's my own song. That's easy to do with that judgment, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
So again, the judgments are coming all the time, all the time.
Absolutely.
To do in those moments is to tune into the physicality of it. Unless they're so strong that they're saying, hey man, sing me. Right?
Yeah.
So the judgments don't go away and they're just like, okay, I want to be sung too. And then you know, sing your judgments. That's a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
Just really, really get into it. And then you'll move into something else.
Yeah. Beautiful. Okay. So what are some other roadways or what are some other tips that will help people start to remove some of those obstacles?
Yeah. So another obstacle that people can have is we can be really shy about singing around others because of whatever feedback that we've gotten in the past or
Someone told me I don't have a good voice or I sing out of tune.
Yes, exactly. It's amazing how much that can stick for your whole life. So it's important when you're starting to find a place where you can sing in privacy. And it doesn't have to be your own studio or anything like that. If you can close a door for 15 minutes a day, or, you know, Bobby McFerrin taught us something that was really cool. He basically taught a way to sing privately in public. And I remember he was... Well, there's some of us singing in a room and he was in the back and he was doing this. Basically what it is you cup your ear with your hand and you put your other hand in front of your mouth and kind of close the two hands together. So you're creating.
Okay. Got it.
What that does is it amplifies the sound and sends the sound to your ear so much more efficiently that you can sing incredibly quietly and still have the full experience of singing.
Love that.
Do that on a bus. I've done it on a plane, in airports. And you have your own little secret
studio, your private studio. All right. Awesome.
Exactly.
Well, folks, make sure to tune into our YouTube videos where we will actually show you all these different techniques and you can see Will's beautiful face singing these beautiful songs. And make sure to go to Holyoke Learning Center. Type that up and you'll actually be able to find his class on August. What are the dates again?
15th through the 23rd.
15th through the 23rd. Thank you so much. This was a ton of fun.
It was my pleasure.
Our goal, right? Make spirituality fun, practical, and actionable. So, folks, make sure to tune in every week. Next week, we're going to be talking to Michelle Vickers, who is going to teach you how to tune into your own soul. Now, that sounds exciting. Yeah? All right. Thank you so much, everyone. Have a great weekend. Thank you so much, Will.
Thanks, CJ.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.